So this story might be of interest to you, probably comes to you as no surprise. 1 in 4 marijuana users are going to be high at work today.
Today.
According to a study.
Is that just today, or is that a regular thing, or Thursday thing?
1 in 4 marijuana users are high at work.
I gotcha.
They surveyed pot consumers in Washington, Oregon, and Colorado, according to this story in the Seattle Times, and 1 in 4 marijuana users admit to doing this, to getting high at work. 1 in 4 also say they've gotten high before work. The survey shows that after legalization, here's some other pot statistics here, consumer statistics, many cannabis consumers increased their usage after legalization. In Washington, 44% of respondents said they are now regular consumers of pot compared to 36% before it became legal.
And these are the ones that are just being straight up,
honest.
Honest.
Well,
the number's probably higher.
Yeah. These are pot consumers that they surveyed, though. So they're already saying that they're pot consumers. The survey data show that recreational cannabis consumers look pretty much like the average American. They're a close match to the U.S. average for household income and educational attainment. In Washington, Oregon, and Colorado, pot users match the general population breakdowns in terms of race and ethnicity, age, political party affiliation, and other demographic factors.
I don't know if we put the exact number on senior citizens yesterday, applying when a person becomes a senior, but they say the senior citizen set is the fastest growing marijuana group out there.
Yeah. So the survey shows that it's pretty much the pot smoker, the pot consumer is just like everyone else with regard to income and education and ethnicity and all that. But there is one significant exception. You want to guess what that is? One thing where there's a difference.
One thing there's a difference between who now?
The pot smoker and the non-pot smoker. The significant exception, or the person who doesn't smoke pot, is gender. Cannabis consumers skew male by about 60%. So it's still more of a guy thing than a woman thing.
It's 60-40?
Yep, 60-40. Even though marijuana is legal, 79% still feel there is some lingering social stigma attached to it. Only about half say they are completely transparent with family and friends about their use of the drug. Even though the statistics show that, you know, people of whether you're upper income, middle income, lower income, there really isn't any much difference. Or
I wonder
if education, there's still that stigma and people are still somewhat ashamed.
I wonder if the breakdown is also if there's a difference between people that work more independently and solo than or driving or something like that, or people that are in an office around other people the whole time every day, you know, and you're around 40 people or something.
Man, that's when I would feel like I would need to do it the most, I think, is if I'm around
home. You guys are driving me crazy.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's I would think I would really
I gotta take a smoke break
need to mellow out. Yeah.